Students gathered to raise the Oneida flag, which will fly beneath the flag of the United States. Then they cheered as wildlife sanctuary workers released a bald eagle back into the wild. MacArthur Elementary is a Green Bay public school, but is on the Oneida Reservation, so it has many Native students. Michelle Danforth is a spokesperson for the Oneida Nation.
Raising a tribal flag with the American flag is something that is completely new. It's different. I think the kids who go to school with Oneida kids, you know, it's this new kind of respect of, hey, we all live together, we live in the same community, and we have to grow up together.
24 kids take after-school lessons in the Oneida language. They include fifth grader and tribal member CJ Summers.
My dad said that I needed to learn some because my dad always talked to me in Oneida when I was little, and then I started learning it, and then I wanted to take Oneida language.
That's good news to Danforth, since the language is more endangered than the bald eagle, which was released just a few minutes earlier.
Our Oneida language is the center of who we are. All of our ceremonies, everything that's about us is about the language. And if you lose the language, you lose that center focus of who you are.
The Oneida classes are taught by two volunteers from the tribe. The lessons are offered to students as young as kindergarten. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.